The play is his. Your role is his gift. The lines are written by him. He directs. He decides the dress and the tone, the entrance and the exit. Act well and receive his praise when the curtain falls. That is the meaning and purpose of life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our annual technology convention. Consider these moments as the last ones of conventional communication as we know it to be. As our CEO, Mr. Steve Jobs, takes the stage, he is about to usher in a new era of awareness. Remember, you have been warned.
Mr. Strange voice in the background, thank you very much for terrifying my extended family, even before I've begun. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 4 years ago, I brought together a group of 1,000 bright minds and told them a story. It was a story from ancient Indian mythology about a monkey named Hanuman who was instructed by his master, Lord Rama, to bring back a certain herb which would cure Rama's injured brother. The problem? The herb grew on a mountain 5,000 miles away. Hanuman was the son of the god of wind and flew to the mountain instantly. Alas, there were millions of herbs on this mountain, and Hanuman was uncertain as to which herb to pick. The solution? Hanuman lifted the entire mountain in the palm of his hand and brought it to his master to choose. Rama's brother was cured, and Hanuman is since revered and worshipped by billions as the ultimate solution provider. It was this ancestral inspiration that led us to embark on this journey whereby man could achieve that feeling of bliss at being able to solve problems at his fingertips, similar to that feeling of divinity that Rama had having Hanuman by his side. That's something that connects loved ones, plays to us our favorite songs, answers all our questions, and yet is compact enough to fit into our pockets. Okay, you can come out now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the iPhone. Cellular telephony infused with cutting-edge technology, presented with super simplicity. At the back, you have a question?
Sorry, sir. Why is it called the iPhone and not the Apple phone, or even the J-phone, named after you, the creator?
Very good question, sir. In a few years' time, Mr. I himself will be able to answer this. But for now, let me fill in for him. The I stands for every thread of intelligence and innovation. When you use it, it will learn from you to become you until it is you, another I, virtually. And as man evolves, so will Mr. I. That is my promise to you. Let me show you its features.
Om Shri Sai Ram, dearest Bhagavan, we, your children, from the Rainbow Nation of South Africa, would like to express our greatest gratitude at your divine lotus feet. Respected elders, sisters and brothers, how blessed are we to be in the presence of the divine avatar in this, his 90th year. On numerous occasions, Bhagavan has said that he is God, but we too are God. The only difference is that he knows, but that we are yet to realize it. So it is high time that we embark on this journey from variety and duality to that supreme feeling of oneness, the real I. So we, the children of Sai, present a drama entitled I Am I.
Hello. Yes, Dr. Ramesh, how are you? Thank you for returning my call. Yes, I need to make that appointment regarding my gold tooth. What? Remove it? No, sir. I want to add one more in the front.
Sai Ram, sir.
Sorry, Dr. Ramesh, could you hold on for just a second? Sir, don't you know it's bad manners to disturb someone when he is discussing his medical condition with his doctor?
Hey, Ajay. Hi, how are you? Oh, well, listen, you know the deal that we were talking about yesterday? Yeah, I want to close it right now. Yes, can you put a buy for AGA at 61 rands? Yes.
Sai Ram, sir. Please, do you mind going outside and continue your phone call?
Ajay, hold on. What, are you going to take responsibility if I lose this? Anyway, hello? Yeah, what? The price fell in 2 seconds. Come on, that's not... This man distracted me, you know.
Sai Ram, brother.
Anyway,
where are you?
Let's do something. Let's try something.
Oh, yeah, please come in time for the Muruga Bhajan. Yeah, you know what song is? Harohara.
Hello?
Yeah, what's killing you?
Can I speak to Sameer Lakhani?
Yeah, okay.
No, not Paneer Makhani. Oh, Jaipur Palace. Okay, I'll place an order.
Hello, auntie. Yes, tomorrow we'll still take the children up the mountain. We leave about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sai Ram, sir. Please, sir, the drama needs to start.
Can I have Sai Ram, one paneer makhani?
Yeah, sir,
okay. Medium
horse. Sir,
one Sai Ram, sir.
Can anyone help me? Okay, is there anyone there?
Yeah, so take a main, take a left, right?
Silent mode. Enabled.
How can one being possess so much power and control? Who are you?
Who am I? I am one man's inspiration. An incarnation of pure intelligence to eradicate the insipidity in man. I ignite innovation. Iron Man to Instagram. Ebola to immortality. Information in the blink of an eye. I am incredible, infallible, and invincible. Infinite is my reach. I am I. Bone is my surname, and many share that surname. Some of them dumb phones, some of them smartphones. But then, there is I, the iPhone.
Mr. iPhone, in this latest avatar of yours, you seem to have grown a bit taller, lost a bit of weight, and this shiny new cover of yours?
My creator had said I would evolve just like humanity does. I have kept my end of the bargain. Sirtius, Saltius, Fortius! I am faster, lighter, and stronger than ever before.
But, Mr. iPhone, I'm not so sure man has evolved. It seems more like their life revolves around you.
That is so true. They stand in long lines, day and night, outside my store. They beg, borrow, and even steal just to have me. How times have changed. Previously, they would speak and speak and speak, and I would have to listen. Now I speak, and they listen. Civilization is no longer split into BC and AD. It is now B.I. and A.I. Before iPhone and after iPhone, man. Let me demonstrate with Exhibit A. Mr. Vijay, come here.
Vijay? This Vijay? I know this guy. He's a colleague of mine at the office I work at.
Really? Well, I guess I'll see you in BI as well.
We take you back to the time when smartphones did not exist. Of course, we do not remember this time, but we were all in this nightmare. I'm sorry, a daymare, not too long ago. It's 10 p.m., and Mr. Vijay has just returned home.
Oh. You know what? I had the best time of my life. The songs were just so awesome. But you know what? I have an important meeting in the morning. And that's with my boss. It's at 8 a.m. Where is my diary and my pen? I need to prepare my points. So, do not disturb me. I need to work here. First point, the budget updates on our taxes. Can someone turn off the music in my head? Come on, Vijay. Focus, focus. Oh, yes, the blackouts hitting our business. Third point. Whew. You know what? I am so sleepy. I'll remember the points tomorrow. But yes, let me set my alarm for 7 a.m. Good night. Oh, please, let me sleep.
See, people? I am the good guy here. I am on time. It's 8 a.m. and Vijay, I'm sure, is still asleep. But what to do? This is BI. And I use an alarm clock to wake up. And a diary to make my reminders. But unfortunately, the battery in Vijay's alarm clock has died. Huh? I think my boss is about to arrive. Morning, sir.
Morning. What is the time now?
It's 8:15, sir.
8:15? Where's Vijay? He is supposed to be here at 8 with me for a meeting. Let me call that lazy fellow. He must be asleep.
Hey, are you so far away? It's so bright. What is the time? Hello?
Hello? Vijay, where are you? How can you be so irresponsible?
Sir, it's 2 a.m. in the morning. What are you doing in the office?
Are you all right? It is 8:20. You are 20 minutes late to the meeting. Come here right now.
Sir, can I have a bath and brush my teeth at least?
God!
Oh, God. I forgot to change your battery. Where is my diary and my toothbrush?
Wow. So finally you are here. Anyway, quickly tell me the 4 points that we were supposed to discuss this morning.
First point, sir. How partying causes blackouts.
What? Vijay, do you mean the blackouts hitting our business?
What? Ah, yes, sir. Same thing. I can't read my own handwriting. Second point, how wax affects our budget.
Sorry? Say that again?
Wax, sir. Candle wax. I need 10 candles a week. Judy, load shedding.
Oh, Vijay, it must be the tax impact on our budgets. Anyway, quickly tell me the next 2 points.
Sir, if I recall correctly, and you know, I am a very honest employee. I fell asleep at this point, sir. Hence, no more points.
Wow. This is how an honest employee should be. Really, so honest. And now, taking a leaf from your book, in all honesty, I am going to fire you.
Sir, wait, sir. I remembered one more point.
Oh, really? Tell me that.
It was about my bonus increase, sir.
Ah. So, Mr. Vijay, how many points did you forget? 2, right? Now, I'm going to forget 2 more points. Your salary and your bonus. One more time and you will be out of here.
Sir.
Out.
A friend in need is a friend indeed. Vijay, my friend, don't be so sad, brother. This morning, I happened to stumble across a job vacancy. Do you know that central mall nearby?
Yes, tell me.
Well, there's a need for a car wash expert.
Just leave me alone, man. Do you think this is a joke? Go away. Lord, my life is so miserable. Please help me. I need you.
I have nobody for my own.
Incoming call for Mr. Vijay.
When man proposes, technology disposes. My dear friend, do not say, God, I need you. Say, I need I.
Who are you now?
I am the iPhone, sir. And now that you have me in your life, we need to get rid of all of these alarm clocks and diaries and newspapers and all of the stuff. I am one for all, and all in one. Change is the only thing constant, my friend, and I am that change. And from now on, your only constant friend. Mr. Vijay, welcome to life with me, AI, a time after the iPhone. Let's go.
I had the best time of my life. Thanks for suggesting that new place, I. Just take a look at this selfie. How awesome I look. I am now a hit amongst my friends, I.
Mr. Vijay, I have a reminder for you. You have a meeting with the boss tomorrow at 8 a.m. It is my suggestion you go to sleep.
Oh my God! How could I forget that? Thanks, I. Yes. I think I shall call it a night. Thank you, I.
The 4 points for the meeting are ready. Your alarm clock is set for 7 a.m. Good night, Mr. Vijay.
Good night, I.
I will now update my applications. It is now time to wake him up.
Ishwaramba Sutta Shriman Purva Sandhya
Pravartata. Ah, morning, I. Thanks for that wake-up call. Can you please compose a mail for my boss and pull up the points for the meeting? The wax one first, I.
Mr. Vijay, it's the tax issue and not the wax issue. And most importantly, is how the budget is shaping that up. 1 second, let me have a look at this. The VAT remains constant.
Can you put that in the mail, please?
Done. Next, the load shedding tracker.
Can you please go to the site of the power provider, ESCOM?
Sir, your office will lose power from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., Monday to Thursday.
Okay, hope that's on the mail as well, I. What's the trend on Apple shares, I?
Looks like a buy for the next few weeks. Do you wish to buy?
Sure. Place a buy order for 200 if the price falls by 5%.
Done. And the flowers for your client?
Oh, yes. Can you please get a bouquet of white roses for them to be delivered, let's say, by 8 a.m. sharp, I?
Googling. Yes, found a nearby store. Roses ordered, deducted from your card, and will be delivered in time.
Perfect. Now send that mail with these updates to my boss, I.
Done.
See, people? I told you, I'm the good guy around here. Always on time. It's 8 a.m. and Vijay is late again. Shame. Poor fellow. Most probably his last day at the office. He should have just taken that car washing job I offered him. I think my boss is about to arrive. Morning, sir.
Morning. What's the time now?
8:15, sir.
8:15? Where's Vijay? He's supposed to be here at 8. He has a meeting with me. God, let me call that lazy fellow. He must be asleep.
Why, hello, boss.
Vijay, don't tell me you're sleeping again. Should I draft your resignation letter and send it to the HR?
Boss, will you just calm down for a minute? Please check your emails. I did the necessary 20 minutes ago, boss.
What? Okay, let me quickly check. Checking. Wow, this is incredible. Everything looks sorted. Vijay, thank you so much. Now you can expect a fat bonus. Do one thing, take the rest of the day off. What a turnaround. Is it your wife that has disciplined you?
No, boss. It is I, boss. It is all because of I. I am nothing without I, boss.
Slowly, Mr. I, you replaced everything. Cameras, cassettes, CDs, DVD players, even MP3s, even sketchboards, notebooks, everything.
My friend, I am everything.
Elders used to tell me that too much of everything, well, I mean anything, is not good.
Hey, what do you mean?
Oh, no, nothing, man. No theory is valid unless proven under experiment.
You know what? I'm too busy improving people's lives. Let me go.
No, I, wait, come back, I.
The letters WWW mean the World Wide Web. A web which has shrunk the world and got every human being firmly entangled in its grasp. Even Mr. Steve Jobs, who gave each of us the option to be smart, right in our own hands, feels the need to step out once in a while and catch some fresh air. Let's see what he is up to.
Years ago, when the world asked me what the I in the iPhone stood for, I said it was intelligence and innovation. But today, I stand under correction. This I is illumination. We were all in the dark, and brilliant human minds were rubbing their heads against each other day and night, like Flintstones trying to find a solution. And then finally, there was a spark. A spark that spread so fast, it set the world alight in the palm of our hands. Today's newspapers speak of a technological revolution. I, would you like to read today's news?
Thank you, Father. Ladies and gentlemen, your news for this evening is as follows. More cell phones than human beings on Earth? 4 million people are on call every second of human existence. 1.5 billion gigabytes of mobile data used every month? What is life without this illumination?
Excuse me, sir.
Hello, sir.
Hi, good day. I need a small help.
How can I be of help?
I need a coin to make a phone call at that phone booth nearby. But I don't have any change. Can you help me with some change?
Here you go.
Thank you, sir.
But listen, you must purchase a power bank for the future.
What is that, sir?
Oh, dear. His operating system needs a serious upgrade. Brother, a power bank will help keep your cell phone charged at all times and avoid problems like this.
Oh, I don't think that will help me, sir.
Well, why not?
Because I don't have a cell phone.
What? Then how do you survive?
I don't know. I think I'm doing fine.
Brother, you are in technological terms already obsolete. You have no idea how worried I am about you.
Kind sir, don't worry. I asked for change. You gave me change. Do I need more change? No, thank you. I have a long journey ahead of me. I must be on my way. Thank you, sir.
Can you believe it? He did not have a cell phone.
Oh, father. Relax, man. It's all right. He must be so caught up in himself that he doesn't know what he's missing. There comes a point when men like that cannot progress any further. That's when they miss the real eye. let's not bother too much about that. Let's focus on the majority, the ones whose lives we have improved. With smartphones comes smart people. Guys, come, I give you my creator, Mr. Steve Jobs.
Hi, Steve.
Can I have your autograph?
Father, look at how I've improved their lives. Mr. Vijay.
I need a new white shirt for a business meeting. Where do I go,
One shirt? Why have one shirt when you can have four? Polo has a special at the moment. Buy three, and you can get one for free. Buy four, sir.
Wow, you are awesome. Thank you,
You're welcome, my friend.
Steve, there's a new foreign investor who wants to send some funds for a new project. But he wants to evade tax.
Avoiding tax, are we? Yes. Go to taxloops.com and they will give you many such suggestions. Countries where you can set up companies and pay zero tax.
Really?
Yes.
Thanks,
You're welcome, my friend.
Uncle, I wanted to bunk school and go to a music fest without telling my parents. How do I do that?
Parents, eh? Always getting in the way. But fear not, my young lad. There is a science exhibition next door to your school. Tell your parents you want to go there.
Oh, thank you,
You're welcome. Run along.
Why is he so sad?
Sir, what is wrong?
I'm so lonely,
Why?
I just don't look so good.
Ah, do not worry about that. Check this guy. He is an up-and-coming Bollywood hero in India. Nobody knows about him. Put his photo as your profile picture, and you will be a star.
Who, me?
Yes, you, sir.
Why, thank you,
You're welcome, my friend. Oh, guys, all these questions and work has just made me so tired. My battery feels so low, and I feel cold.
I will get you a charger.
I'll get your new protective cover.
I'll get your scratch guard.
Thank you. Relax, guys. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfect. But father, look at all of them. They are so lost without me. I am their reflection, their mind, and their source of thought. They have lost their identity and find comfort in surrendering to me.
take me away from them, and they get scared. Drop me and they weep. Physically, I may just be a 5-inch metal case with circuits and wires. But virtually, I am good! And speaking about God, guys, we have a plane to catch to Prashanti for a pilgrimage. Let's go.
Even I am shaking with excitement to see what happens when a virtual God goes to the abode of a real one here in Prashanti Nilayam.
Sai Ram, sir. Sir, by any chance, are you carrying a cell phone inside the mandir?
Oh, yes, sir. This is I. He is my everything.
That's a fancy little smartphone you have with you, sir. But apologies. You won't be able to take Mr. I inside. As a policy, no cell phones are allowed inside Bhagwan's mandir.
What?
What will happen to I? He is our everything. He won't harm you, sir.
Sir, by I, you mean this phone, right? Don't worry. We will place him in the cloakroom.
Cloakroom?
Yes. And in the meanwhile, this I can connect with the real I.
Whoa. Excuse me. Who's this real I and fake I? I am the only I for mankind. Do you know that I used my satellite GPS and brought him here? Do you know that I booked him in a hotel outside here? Do you know that I have been playing the exact same Vedas for him that you hear inside here? I have shown them pictures of Satya Sai Baba. I know this mandir, in and out, dimension, seating, height, size, everything. Come on, sir. Let me in. Because I'm virtually already in. Through my vast wealth of information.
Valid argument. But one second, please. Sai Ram, sir.
Guys. This is a guy who doesn't have a cell phone.
Sai Ram, sir. Am I worthy to enter the mandir?
Why not?
Apologies. But unlike these men here, I don't have a cell phone. And in today's world, I've been branded technologically obsolete. I know that sounds shameful, but what I have with myself is myself.
Brother, the Lord awaits you. If you are not qualified to enter, then no one is. Come with me.
What? Now I really don't get this.
What does he have that we don't have?
And we have Mr. I with us.
Brothers, your Mr. I here is a gift of technology to mankind. I, you truly are the ocean of information. But this is the threshold of information, brother. Beyond this, man does not need information. He needs transformation.
Transformation? Oh yes, you mean upgrade, right? Yes. Soon I will also be transformed into an even better I. But what transformation will man go through? Sadly, since 2011, even Bhagavan is no longer here in his physical form.
Who says that this mandir is a real one of brick and mortar? This is the journey of man to his own inner I. His heart. This metal detector here is the checkpoint of Viveka, of discrimination,
which needs to ensure that man is fully free, with no worldly attachments or bondage. And as for you, Mr. Rai, the smarter you get, the more you have entangled man into a web of endless desires and worthless information. This eye, which was once the eye of intelligence, innovation, or even illumination, is now reduced to the eye of ego, ignorance.
Mr. Vijay, let's go from here. All of this doesn't make sense to me.
Not today, I. Wait. I want to take this journey, no other one. This journey into my heart, across this gate of discrimination. Tell me, I. Tell me, how do I go across this gate?
No answer as expected. Remember, brother, even this Mr. I is finally just a human creation. But also remember this, brothers. When you get the answer, you won't need to come all the way till here. Just one step in the right direction, and the gate shall open there itself.
Guys, it seems as if this iPhone is not good enough.
Exactly. Looks like there's a virus.
I think it's a processor problem.
Steve, we need a new iPhone.
Father, how did this happen? Nobody wants me anymore. I feel so exhausted. My circuits are unable to process this overload of information. I need some rest now.
An unexpected turn of events, but unexpected assistance at an unexpected time. It appears that the creator of the smartphone and the man with no phone have found a solution to this conundrum. We are on the brink of a revolutionary revelation, and we are back at the place where it all began.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing constant is change. And for a change, Mr. I would like to address us himself.
Dear brothers and sisters, before I was created, you used phones just to make calls and send text messages. And then I came, and everything changed. All seemed well until the smartest phone in the world could not get man into the abode of eternal peace. On the other hand, a man whom we had branded technologically obsolete entered the ultimate without a hitch. What was missing in the smartest phone in the world?
My mission in life was to build a legacy of greatness. I wanted to make a difference in the world, to move forward, to improve, and to keep on innovating. But in pursuing my dream, I forgot one of the fundamental rules of life: to respect my fellow beings. There was a moment when I had branded a man obsolete. What was I thinking?
Brother Stevia created Mr. I with the purest of intentions, to make every human being experience divinity. But can a cell phone lead us to divinity? I'll get back to that in a moment. Firstly, why don't I have a cell phone? I do not own, nor wish to own, that phone, which today is a controlling entity rather than a communication utility. Mankind has become so attached to his external creations, but has neglected the eternal connection to his true self. We have unlimited data bundles to browse the web throughout the day and night. Yet, we have limited time to spend serving others with love and compassion. Through our smartphones, we can be updated immediately about what is happening in the world. Yet we fail miserably to recognize what is happening in our own family or society. We are so trapped in the web of desires and connections created by...
Yes, this Mr. I here.
No, brother. This is another illusion created by the real culprit. Smartphones don't operate by themselves. They depend on the mind. The monkey mind, as Bhagwan says. They were created to obey our every command, no matter what it is.
So you mean to say, there is nothing wrong with this phone? No virus? Processor issues?
Mr. I is perfect. It is we who have to discriminate between good and bad. Do you wish to try? Mr. I, please come here. Let us both work together. Friends, you are free to ask any questions to us.
I need a new white shirt for a meeting. Tell me, I, where do I go?
Mr. Vijay, are you sure you need a new white shirt? I'm certain you already have an existing one in your wardrobe. Take a look at what Swami says, my friend. Less luggage makes life's journey more comfortable.
Okay, let me go and check, I. I may have a shirt in my wardrobe. Thank you, I.
Hey, what about my foreign investor deal? Which day should we ask him to come over and sign the papers?
Sir, why endanger the reputation of your company? Take a look at what Swami says. Money comes and goes, but morality comes and grows. If wealth is lost, nothing is lost. But if character is lost, everything is lost.
Profound words. I will rethink my decision.
I did it, man. I've bunked school and gonna run off to go and see the music fest. And guess what? My parents believe me.
Hello, Mrs. Naidu.
Hey, what are you doing?
Do you know your son has been a very naughty boy? He has bunked school and is now on his way to a music fest. Please take care of such activities. Also, don't give him a cell phone at such a young age. Jay Sairam.
I don't like you. I don't want you.
And you shall not have me. Now go.
Hey, I. Please take a pic of me. And take it well, too. I need to send it to some friends.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Here you go.
Hey, what is this? This is a picture of Bhagwan Baba. He is my lord, not me.
Brother, he is God. And you are also God. Divinity is nothing but reaction, reflection, and resound.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thanks, Sai.
You're welcome, my friend. Sairam.
Oh, now I get it. The mind is the key to bondage or liberation. Mr. I, I'm really sorry to have called you all those names. Can we be friends again? But brother, I believe there is still one more question left unanswered. Can our smartphones make us divine?
Yes, brother. In the very fundamentals of its operations lies the answer. The other day, when I walked into the mandir, the Purusha Suktam was being chanted, and the words that rang in my ears were Sahasrashi Rasha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapad, that the Creator has 1,000 heads, eyes and feet, meaning that He is present in all of creation. I was then reminded about what Bhagwan says in his discourses whilst pointing to the lamps and chandeliers, that the lights may differ in size and voltage, but the current passing through all of them is the same. Similarly, in all phones, the electricity to recharge them is the same. Does this not remind us of the same air which all of creation breathes to survive? Even though we change phones so often, the SIM card which provides our unique identity number remains the same. Similarly, the Atman in us today has remained the same in this journey of evolution across so many births. Mr. Aya is an example of how phones have evolved and become faster and smarter. In the same manner, man should learn to evolve to reach his fullest divine potential.
True. As humans, we should avoid making the same mistakes that we have made in our previous births till now. Avoid falling prey to the mind that has deterred us for so long to reach the ultimate goal. Move forward at pace and realize ourselves.
And the best way to do it is to create a huge iCloud of love from which every living being can tap into that feeling of oneness.
And once that happens, the gate of our Hridaya Mandir shall open and all of us can enter. Even you, Brother I.
You know what? I will stay right here, in the midst of humanity, guiding them on the right path. Friends, it's not wrong to have a smartphone. Whoops. I'm sorry. I mean, a good phone. Father, do you mind if I call myself the Cyphone instead of the iPhone henceforth?
And yes, applications like Radio Sci or Cywa literally convert every phone into a Cyphone.
Keeping Cyphones in our hands, we pray to you, Bhagwan, to make us ideal Sci instruments in your hands and to use us as worthy actors in this divine drama until the curtain closes.
Finally, let us reach that level of union, Swami, where there is no I,
where there is no we.
There is only you, Swami. Only you.
We love you, Swami. We love you. Jai Sai Ram.
Beloved Bhagavan, we, your devotees from the Rainbow Nation of South Africa, offer our humble pranams at your divine lotus feet. This musical offering is a garland of six songs sung in English, Zulu, and Sanskrit, showcasing the diversity of our beautiful land. As we have just witnessed in the drama, Through the use of technology, we are able to connect with people at the click of a button. Similarly, by connecting to our inner eye, the inner side, we are able to sing the glories of your name and feel the vibrations of your love in a heartbeat. We begin our musical offering with an invocation to Lord Ganesha. We call on our dearest Sai Ganesha to kindly remove all obstacles from our paths in journeying towards Thee. Through this offering, we pray to you, Bhagwan, to make our life a message of your love, as deep as the ocean, as expansive as the sky, and as selfless as a mother's love. Our hearts are filled with immense love and gratitude for you, dearest Swami. We love you. Jai Sai Ram.
Swami, as the mind, so the man. The key to bondage or liberation lies in your own mind. May we be liberated from all the fears, differences, bondages, and limitations created by projections of our own minds. May we be able to break away from the shackles of the traps created by our mind so that only you can control the reins of our life, Swami. We pray to you, Bhagwan, to bless us with steadfast devotion, confidence, and inner strength on the journey towards you.
च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बंधु च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव यू अलोन आर द फादर एंड मदर फ्रेंड एंड रिलेशन विजडम एंड वेल्थ यू आर एवरीथिंग स्वामी वंस वी इग्नाइट द लैम्प्स ऑफ डिवाइन लव and strength in our hearts, may we become the torch bearers of your divine love. Dearest Bhagwan, we pray to you for us to become your Sai instruments, to kindle and spread your divine message of unconditional love in action across all sentient beings, irrespective of their caste, religion, creed, or race.
Brothers and sisters, our Rainbow Nation in the Southern Hemisphere has 11 different official languages, a few of them being Xhosa, isiZulu, and Afrikaans. Swami, Sibonga lelithuba elihle lokuzobabaza igama lakho lapha ePrishantini leyam. Siyakubonga Baba, ingokuba nathi indlela yonke ekufuneni igama lakho usihlelele indlela ekufuneni siyihambe ukuze sifinyelele kuwe ingokoba ezwinodweshu silwetu siwanga pagati. Siyabonga Baba. Swami, thank you for having taken human birth just for the love of your creation that gave us the fortune to say that God lived amongst us. Our deepest gratitude, dear sweet Lord, for every ounce of grace that you shower upon us.
Yeah.
Dearest Sai Ma, your incessant, unconditional love for your children is inexpressible in words. You are truly an ocean of divine love and bliss, Swami. May you always be the only one seated in our hearts, like Lord Hanuman had Lord Rama within him. May we progress on this journey from I to we to thee. Dearest Bhagavan, your heart melts like butter. Your voice echoes the primeval sounds of the Vedas. Your feet as tender as a lotus. Your smile enriches us with all the wealth in the world, and your one glance can heal the whole of humanity. But these are just a mere drop in the ocean of your infinite truth for our feeble minds to comprehend. Your complete phenomenon is beyond the comprehension of human minds. We pray to you, Bhagavan, to bless us with the capacity to get completely drenched in your ecstatic blissfulness and heavenly delight.
Of our offering, Swami, we seek your permission to sing your glory in your own words. this final song reminds us of your promise that if we take one step towards you, you take all the remaining ones towards us. Every being, not just seated here, not just from South Africa, but the entire cosmos is nothing but your reflection. How blessed are we that among all of them, the few of us here on planet Earth have been chosen to be the contemporaries of your avatarhood. Infinite is your glory, O Sai Narayana. Brothers and sisters, join us in this final prayer, seeking mergence at his divine lotus feet, as there is no greater glory or purpose than this.
Yeah. ಮಂಗಳಕರ ಸಂಕಟ ಹರ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಾಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ
ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಾಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ
ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ
ಗಣೇಶ ಗಣೇಶ
ಲಂಬೋದರ ಗೌರಿ ಸುರ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಾಹಿ ಮಾಂ
ಗೌರಿ ಸುರ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಾಹಿ ಮಾಂ
ಮಂಗಳಕರ ಸಂಕಟ ಹರ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ
ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ
ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ
ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ
ಜಯ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಾಹಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶ ರಕ್ಷಮಾ
ಬೋಲು ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಬೋಲು ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಬೋಲು ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಬೋಲು ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಬೋಲು ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಬೋಲು ಜಯ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಬೋಲು ಜೈ
Hanumanta,
Pavana Kumara Pavana
Narayana, Narayana, Om Sakya Narayana, Narayana. भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।